Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I mean, I surf, I'm active, you know, I'm an ex-college athlete. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to try that Balance of Nature. Let's just see what happens. Like after about a month and a half, man, what a difference. That sold me right there. That's when I was like, you know, this stuff's working, so I'm going to stick with it. And so I've been sticking with it ever since, and it's definitely helped, and I definitely feel good. Seems like to be the real deal.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough. I've got a special report just for you from my friends at Swiss America, and it's free. Go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to get it now.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up, it's a brand new Monday, and we've got lots to cover as we begin the week of Holy Week here at Kevin McCullough Radio. Some thoughts on that in my recent surgery. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something
interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, welcome aboard. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. It's a very busy start to the Holy Week for me because we've got the ankle biters home at spring break. And some of you don't know this. In fact, most of you don't. But I spent most of last week in a hospital with a very indignant member of my body. My gallbladder just decided that it wanted to break up with me, and it wasn't going to have any reconciliation to be done. So actually, I had been aware of its beginning to fail for about 8 years and had managed it by diet and lifestyle and had tried to do the best I could. But eventually, there were some stones that developed in there, and the pain got too much, and I found myself being admitted into the emergency room last Tuesday. That turned into a few-day hospital stay in which they removed it, and now I am in a few days into my recovery and beginning to feel a little bit normal again. It's very slow coming back from surgery, and I didn't realize just how big of a surgery the gallbladder is considered, but it is considered a major surgery, and so there's just by necessity some things I'm just going to have to do a little bit differently for the next couple of weeks, especially. And this really kills me. The doctor says, you know, no yoga, not much exercise. I did walk on a treadmill, and I mean walk. I did not even approach a steady pace. It was embarrassing how slow my treadmill was going. Like everybody around me is, they may as well have been members of the Avengers, like lifting weights and pumping iron and throwing bricks while they were running, because what they were able to do and the speed at which I was going was just like two different universes. But I did make it through about 45 minutes of that, walked just a little bit over a mile, and checked my blood pressure and checked everything after I was done, and I'm in good shape. So happy to be able to be with you today back at the microphone. I hope that you caught that Kevin show over the weekend. We kicked off a really special Holy Week celebration that I'm excited about from last Saturday night through this coming Sunday. That Kevin show, Kevin McCullough Radio, everything that I do is going to be saturated in special thoughts about Holy Week. And if you're not following me on social media, please do so. At Instagram, at Twitter, at Facebook, at Getter, at Parler when it comes back, at Gab, at Truth Social, at Cloud Hub. Am I leaving something out? LinkedIn. It's That Kevin Show everywhere. That Kevin Show, you can find it and join me. But one of the things that I was thinking about, especially as I was, you know, when you've gone through surgery, you have a lot of time to kind of sit and examine things in your head. You have time to think. You have time to dwell on things. And as I was leaving the hospital, I wanted to send out a thank you note to some of my closer friends that had been praying for me, and there were a good number of them. But I just wanted to say thank you because they prayed. They asked for updates. They looked in on me virtually. They, you know, texted and said, "Hey, how you doing?" Some of them sent encouraging verses. If you live in a part of the world where you don't have any family, like any blood family, like nearby, and I mean by nearby within 1,000 miles, sometimes support like this is really felt and appreciated at a deeper level than those that do. Because it seems like if you have family, they're kind of obligated to come check in on you and see how you're doing. Not that family would necessarily feel obligated, but it's the thing. That's why family exists, so that you can support each other. When you don't have it, it's a different type of impact when people say, "Hey, I'm praying for you," or "I want to know how you're doing. What's the latest, etc."
So because of that, I'm always very, very grateful when my friends, listeners, church associates, people I've known for the longest time, check in and say, "Hey, I'm just wanting to check in." The fact that they care about my tribe and they care about me, that always means a lot to me. So I just wanted to send out a thank you note, but I didn't want them to know when I got back home, the incisions, they started healing. The fog and the pain began to subside. And after what the lovely Bridewood insisted that I had to have a really low key return to life, and the doctor insisted upon it as well, I've entered this Holy Week observance thinking about Isaiah 53:5. And this is the verse in Isaiah 53 where it talks about his being pierced and crushed for our transgressions and iniquities, sins. That his death and resurrection bring us peace, and that by his stripes we are healed. Note the language there in the last part of that verse, his stripes. His stripes were the literal stripes that were left behind from the torn flesh that were ripped out of his body by that cat of nine tails whip that the Romans whipped him with. That's what he endured before the piercing or the crushing. It was the striping. It was the whipping. My surgeon told me, because you know that if I'm about to go into surgery, I'm interviewing the guy, and I was. I was just peppering him with questions left and right. But he told me before he got started that my procedure is by far the most common that he ever does. That gallbladders and appendectomies are the two most common. And while he had like a statistical basis that he could say, you're probably going to be in the 98% that gets the laser procedure and you're going to have a good outcome. He also was quick to add that there wasn't anything that he could do to help the body heal faster once the offending member was out. In other words, that healing would have to come from somewhere else. Where did Isaiah 53:5 say we are healed from? From his stripes. Holy Week is a great time to reflect on what Jesus went through, not just so that he could offer our bodies healing, but our hearts and our hopes and lives and the stuff that we still have to go through. My four little wounds on my torso, they won't heal anyone. But what Jesus offers is a reunion with God who made us, and he pronounced that ultimate healing when he walked out of the grave, where he was fully dead just hours previously. Who else can wield such power? Who else can offer us such huge hope? Who else can give us such a gift? There's none, except the one who bears the stripes of our healing and gives us that life today. So as we start this Holy Week together, I just want you to think about that. Thank you for helping me to remember this and to reflect on it. I'm deeply grateful. That's me, Kevin McCullough. All right, we've got a big conversation coming up, some news of the day, some check of your portfolio because it's a Money Monday, and some final thoughts. Don't go anywhere.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people, that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great. And because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening
all
to
right,
Kevin
McCullough.
All right,
big busy Monday. We'll talk national security. We're also going to talk money, so stick around for more on that. Plus, have you registered for your chance to win a That Kevin Show mug? Send an email to thatkevinshow@gmail.com and put mug in the subject line and then tell us if you want the white one with the black logo or the black one with the white logo in the body of the email. thatkevinshow@gmail.com, thatkevinshow@gmail.com. Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. It is the Monday edition, and we are talking on Kevin McCullough Radio with America First on the first day of the week. Because I'm going to practice what I preach at this microphone. We're going to put America First no more demonstrably than on the first day. Fred Flights is back with us of America First Policy Institute. And Fred served in the former president's administration, in the 45 administration. And Fred, I could not believe my eyes and ears. I mean, Chuck Schumer has been bad on a lot of things. But sometimes you're able to mount pressure to make him come around and see the light. So true story, when he was wobbly on the Iran bill a few years ago, we rallied about 17,000 people to come to Times Square, hold a big press conference and rally and everything else, and basically say, Senator Schumer, this is your constituency here gathered in Times Square. And they went all the way down 7th Avenue, many blocks that were backed up all the way. And he relented. He did the right thing on the Iran bill. But unfortunately, it's like pulling teeth with this guy, and he always tends to lurch in the wrong direction first. His speech last week, I thought, was beyond the pale. What was your read on it?
Kevin, it's great to be here. It's funny you mentioned what happened in 2015, because I was involved in that, too. I was involved in a demonstration outside of Senator Gillibrand's office to try to force her to do the right thing. She didn't. But you're right. I mean, Schumer sort of came around, but he didn't hold Democratic senators accountable for that vote.
Correct.
And I think it was the pressure that you were involved in. And his donors also made it clear to him that if you support this Iran deal, we're not going to fund you. And we saw the same thing last week. Schumer made this outrageous statement that, you know, denouncing Netanyahu, calling for new elections in Israel. We're meddling in the government of one of our best friends while it is at war. But isn't it interesting how fast Schumer seemed to walk away from these comments? Because I think his donors came to him and said, we are not going to support you if you do this. And just about every major Jewish organization, they came out against Schumer, too.
Well, there's a lot of speculation about why that approach at that time. And one of the things I speculated about on the Friday show publicly was that by lobbing this salvo, if successful, then the Democrats create this little umbrella that Biden can go hide under and be like, see, we've got to do what the people of Israel want. And that is, if they don't want Bibi to lead them anymore, we got to stand for, you know, the problem with all of this strategy is that Netanyahu embraced his political rival and they formed a unity government that is united and the entire country is united on what has to be done there.
That's right. The main opposition figure who will be running against Netanyahu for control of the next Knesset is Benny Gantz. And he came out against what Schumer said and said U.S. politicians shouldn't be meddling in Israeli elections. The vast majority of Israelis, not everyone, supports the war. They support what Netanyahu is doing. Some of them wish there was a hostage deal. But what we see here is, I think you're right, an attempt by Democrats to create some kind of cover, some kind of umbrella, so Biden can appease both supporters of Israel and those who hate Israel, those who hate the war, people on his radical left. This is not going to work. The opposition to the war in this country by his left is so strong. Some gratuitous comment by Senator Schumer, which the White House sort of backed, but then backed away from, that's not going to make a difference.
Yeah, that trial balloon got popped quick. I think the strategy is they needed something to be able to take to Minnesota and Michigan and say to the Middle Eastern immigrants that they've parked there, the Obama years parked a whole bunch of people in those two states, to say, hey, look, we're really on your side. That's pretty much now not going to happen. Does this put more pressure on Biden than to now to put additional pressure on Netanyahu to soften his approach? Because they are shedding serious percentages of voters in both of those states, that could be more purplish in color. They've gone blue in recent elections, but they could be purplish. I think in Michigan's case, it could turn out red in this election, but they've shed so much support in the immigrant Muslim community, I think it's a real problem for them.
I don't think it's possible for Biden to get those votes. I think they're gone. They're so
He's
angry
done too much damage
with how Biden has supported Netanyahu. And look, he has rendered some amount of support, more than I thought he'd offer. That's great. I think the aircraft carriers off the coast of Israel after October 7th, they weren't going to attack anything, but I think it was a good show of strength by this administration. The problem here, I think, is with Jewish voters who really want to vote for Biden, and they feel betrayed by Biden, and they really feel betrayed by what Schumer did. And I think that would be the long-lasting damage.
Well, I think there was already an understanding between the Abraham Accords and the strength that Trump has to run on in keeping his promise of returning the capital of Israel to Jerusalem and, you know, a number of policy items. Are the Democrats in danger of losing the Jewish vote in kind of permanent ways because of what's happened here?
You know, there are a lot of moderate Jews. The liberal Jews are never going to vote for Trump. There are a lot of moderate Jews. They don't really want to vote for Trump. They would like to give Biden the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, what happened after October 7th, the Democratic Party lost a lot of it. And this kind of behavior, this betrayal of the state of Israel when Israel is at war, when Israel is still, I was in Israel a few weeks ago. These people are still reeling from what happened. We went to one of the kibbutzes, General Kellogg, my AFPI colleague and I, these tiny little homes shot up with hundreds of bullets, pictures of beautiful young 18-year-old, 20-year-old couples who were brutally murdered in these little homes for no reason. They were living there peacefully, and these Hamas monsters came across the border. They were followed by civilians with Gaza who committed their own atrocities and stole everything in sight. This is what the mainstream media should be talking about. This is what Chuck Schumer should be talking about.
Can't do that because the politics of the next election weigh too heavily on the left in this country. He is Fred Flights. We are talking about the biggest foreign policy stories of the day. When we come back from this quick break, I want to delve into two things. Putin overwhelmingly reelected by the biggest margin yet in Russia over the weekend. And should there be some criticism of the press for what Donald Trump has rightly described in terms of a foreign policy issue being a bloodbath if he doesn't get elected? We're coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough, Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stay here unless you've actually registered to win your That Kevin Show mug. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. And then in the body of the email, tell us if you want the black mug with the white logo or the white mug with the black logo. If you want to see them for yourself, go to ThatKevinStore.com. ThatKevinStore.com. You can see all of the great merch. Coming right back on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Timothy Mahoney uncovers evidence of the true location of Mount Sinai, interviewing modern-day Exodus explorers and scholars.
Once I realized what this site was, I dropped to my knees.
All of the evidence, it's sitting out there for everyone to see.
Inspiring and faith-affirming. Journey to Mount Sinai 2 in theaters only May 15th and 17th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com.
Now, did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough back with you on this Monday. And coming up, we will talk about your portfolio. We will hit the markets. Scott Martin back with us from HillaryKramer.com. And we're going to look at the Magnificent Seven and see why they're not so magnificent quite anymore. But that doesn't mean that your portfolio is doomed. It just means you might have to reallocate and rethink some of your future strategy. We're talking with Fred Flights from the America First Policy Institute, one of the foremost think tanks in terms of thinking through things from an American first, practical, common sense type perspective, very much in keeping with the entire first term of President Trump's election and kind of how he governed. This is what they are still advancing on the policy front in every way. Fred, let's transition from the Israel war to the war in Ukraine and its impact on Russian elections. Putin has chewed up hundreds of thousands of conscripted lives of his forces in the last 2 years. And yet he soars to a new reelection after basically assassinating his chief rival. There are people that, like Tucker Carlson and others, that have pondered publicly, do the Democrats here want to do to Trump what Putin does to his rivals? I'm scared to let people answer that question, honestly, because I feel like there's more of a doubt there than I would like to be comfortable with. But why didn't the war cause a bigger frustration with the Russian public, especially in light of the fact that their offensive has really gone into a tailspin? And at best right now, they'll win a stalemate of atrophy, as opposed to conquering the land that they wanted to conquer.
There's opposition in Russia. There's a lot of it, but the state has become more and more authoritarian. It's very dangerous to protest against Putin. You may find yourself thrown out of a window or probably poisoned, which is what Russians have done to their political opponents for probably 200 years. It's just dangerous to go out and vote and appear to be voting against Putin. And I think that's the trend we've seen here. So nobody was shocked that Putin won a record number of votes in the election. This is not a free and fair election. Putin has never competed in a free and fair election in Russia. I think he's paying a political price, but he has an iron boot on the necks of the people. Someday there may be some type of revolution. There may be elites and members of the military who could rise up against him. But look, he's a former KGB guy, and I think he watches his back, and he sacked anybody who might overthrow him.
Well, I've heard that the security measures around him are extraordinary, that he doesn't even use or carry a smartphone, basically, which I think has its downfall, but certainly has advantages when trying to institute security. What does this do to his war effort? Does he become more emboldened, saying, look, the Russian people like what I'm doing?
I don't think it'll have much of an effect on it. I think Putin is trying to cash in on confusion and weakness by Biden right now to grab what territory he can before the end of the year. I think he's worried that if Trump comes in, Trump will try to force some type of ceasefire peace agreement on both sides. So I think that's why Putin may be racing to grab more territory right now. I don't want to see the Ukrainians lose. I don't want to see Russia take any Ukrainian territory. But as you said, I think this is now a long-term war of attrition. I don't think these areas in eastern Ukraine are going to be going back to Ukraine in the foreseeable future. But I don't want to see Ukraine give up its territorial demands. I'm hoping one day there'll be another Russian government where this can be negotiated. But I agree with President Trump. The killing has to stop.
Well, it's certainly torn up the region and the world in many aspects. You were in 45's administration. We didn't have any of this nonsense going on. Iran wasn't emboldened. Russia wasn't emboldened. In fact, we had done everything we could to bankrupt the leadership in both of those areas. And yet here we are 4 years later in a very short period of time, and it seems like the world is spinning out of control. China is becoming more hostile and aggressive. You've obviously got the Ukraine-Russia conflict, and the larger Iranian-Israel conflict is really what it is. Hamas is just a storefront. But this is between Iran and Israel. What does, if Trump is elected, what does he have to do on day one? What becomes the immediate talking point in Tel Aviv, Moscow, Beijing, Tehran, the second that he's elected?
I did an article for American Greatness a couple weeks ago calling on European leaders to stop fearmongering about a second Trump presidency, because the first presidency was pretty good for Europe and for the world. It's obvious the world is much more unstable today than it was when Trump was in office. And as you and I have talked about before, it's no accident that Putin invaded neighboring countries during three or four successive presidents, but not.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
when I got my pillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, still kind of tiptoeing my way through my first day back here on the radio. Glad to have you with us. Scott Martin is back with us from Money Monday from HillaryKramer.com. And Scott, lots of things kind of going down. For a lot of people, it's a more quiet week because of Holy Week and religious observances and so forth, Passover, et cetera. But there is some activity, and one of the things that we narrowly missed, I guess we didn't technically miss it. I guess they did shut down for a brief period of time, but they got it back on track before anybody woke up, literally, and that is the government didn't shut down this last week.
Definitely. We dodged another one that kicked the can down the road, you know, whatever metaphor you want. But these are all just short-term fixes as far as we're concerned.
Having said that, let's look at some of the areas of the markets that are kind of popping right now. And I guess is AI still the favored child right now?
Yeah, AI is unstoppable. NVIDIA, you know, their CEO had what they call AI Woodstock last week, and a lot of people were really confused. A lot of it went over my head too. You know, it's really advanced science. But the bottom line is he's got more orders than he can fill. Demand for these chips is crazy, and it's basically a license to print money if he can find the components. So what we're doing now is we're taking that NVIDIA story. Maybe you're in NVIDIA already. Maybe you missed it. If you missed it, don't worry because there's other stocks out there that the rally's brought
out. Well, I was going to ask you about that because I noticed at the end of day on Friday, because I've got some AI stocks that I'm holding on to, and it looked like the entire sector had a big sell-off at the end of the week.
Yeah, they did take a little hit. If you're in like C3 AI, that's the ticker symbol AI. If you're in SoundHound, you know, things like that. But they're bouncing back today. We're in Super Microcomputer. That's SMCI. That's been a fantastic stock, and it's a really simple story. NVIDIA makes the chips; they make the servers.
Okay. easy enough. You got to have both. So that, that tends
to
work out.
They got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people who are buying these, like SMCI, it's up 9%, you know, as we're talking right now. Huge.
What do you think that there are other major AI players that are starting to emerge? Maybe not on the NVIDIA level, but are there some that are in that kind of middle range?
Yeah. I think in the mid zone, you know, take a look at it. IBM, people left that stock off for dead for the last 10 years. IBM, obviously, they made Watson. You know, they've been early in this. They've got a world-class chess player, you know, on their AI. And it's already in a lot of applications. AI does a lot of taxes at H&R Block. It's, you know, basic things like that. IBM, that's the stock symbol. And they're actually at a 10-year high right now.
All right. So AI kind of back on the bandwagon today. If you were worried about the Friday negative activity, it looks like it's maybe was a good time to buy the dip because a lot of things are coming back today. Let's talk a little bit about biotech. Now, I this is a word that gets thrown around all over the place, and I'm not exactly sure what it even is defined as, Scott, because it seems like some of the stuff that biotech is into is just regular medicine. Others, it's just like regular technology. And some of it is obviously kind of crossing, spanning the gap between the two. But how is biotech as a sector reacting today?
Yeah, that's a fantastic point. You're dead right, as always. Biotech, it was new and it was exciting 20, 30 years ago. But now it's just new drugs. You know, all the traditional drugs that they could develop easy, they already did, and now they're pushing the scientific envelope farther and farther out. They're looking into proteins. They're looking into all kinds of cool, weird things. And that's, you know, that's where the leading edge always is. So you can call it biotech. Bayer is a biotech company now, really, you know.
Bayer Aspirin?
Bayer Aspirin, yeah, yeah.
Now biotech. See, this is why I'm confused about things.
Well, exactly, because what happened is old pharma – They saw a good thing coming. They bought the little companies. Sooner or later, there's more new little companies in there than the old drugs. Eli Lilly, biotech company, LLY. They've got the weight loss drugs. You know, fantastic stock. Novo Nordisk, NVO, same story.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up the weight loss stuff because that's kind of become its own sector. And you were telling me off air that. And I know that part of it has to do with the fact that a lot of celebrities have lost a lot of weight with some of these drugs. But there did seem to be at some point a little bit of a bump in that road because people were like, well, wait a minute. Is this really the healthiest way to do all of this? What's the story on the weight loss kind of sector today?
Yeah, well, it's definitely not the health. I am not the doctor, but it's not the healthiest way to do it. It is, however, a great jump start. If you're finding that you just can't take the weight off, get the pill prescribed, and it gives you a head start.
And this is why the renewed interest then in the stock. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and these stocks, you know, this is such a craze in places like Hollywood that some of the analysts we talk to, they're downgrading McDonald's because they're saying people aren't going to eat as much food across the country. You know, they're downgrading Kroger, they're downgrading Walmart. But one little company we like there, GPCR, Structure Therapeutics, they're working on the next big one. Little company today, a $44 stock, but do take a look. And then if you're looking to cross.
What's their signature? Why do you like those guys?
We like them because the current drugs are most, they're really insulin blockers. They were developed for diabetes. And GPCR is a pure play. They actually shut down the hunger drive. So it's different and might be even healthier. And you're not taking drugs out of the diabetic market and pushing them toward Hollywood. So that's a good thing right there. Along with that, you know, if you want to cross the streams, RxRx, Recursion Pharmaceuticals, they're the first pure AI drug developer. Take a look at them. We love them.
Now, how does an AI technology get applied to a drug deliverer?
It's kind of a cool story. What they do is they built artificial models of the cell and all the stuff going on in there. And then they'll just run endless simulation. But, you know, the ability to crack millions of molecules at once.
Scott Martin, always appreciate the insight. Read the trading desk at HillaryKramer.com. We're coming right back from New York. Stay here.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And it's good to have you as we kind of wrap up this first edition of Kevin McCullough Radio on Holy Week of 2024. I want to put this note into your consciousness as well. If you're not following me on social media, we are starting to produce these little things called Here's What I Was Thinking. And it's just a little 1 to 2 minute thought of something that has struck me, and I hope and pray that you find it helpful as well. But I would really beg of you to follow me on social media. Pick a social media of your choice. We're on all of them: Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Getter, LinkedIn, Truth Social, CloudHub, Telegram. Gab, did I mention Threads? We're on all of those. Just look for That Kevin Show. on any of your favorite social media, and then go find us. Twitter is very simple. That's an easy one to follow. Just go to twitter.com/thatkevinshow. Look for That Kevin Show. Search for it wherever you go. And if you'd like to find them easily, just go to thatkevinshow.com. I've got all the social media linked there on the webpage, thatkevinshow.com. You can also get this last weekend's television show for free when you go. We never put stuff behind the paywall. Anyway, I wanted to just close today with some thoughts about Holy Week. You know, a lot of people think of the week as Holy Week, but they don't say much about Holy Monday. And I don't know that I've given a lot of thought to Holy Monday, but in my current state of things, I have a little more time on my hands to do some thinking. So I did some research, and I discovered that this was the day in the events of that week that Jesus went and cleansed the temple, got rid of the money changers, got rid of the people that were turning his father's house into a place of business. He chased out the false teachers. And then he sat for a day and a half and he taught parable after parable. And if you look at the Gospels, and you get kind of a different accounting of this in all four, but he taught at length. He taught for a long time. And he concludes all of it with the very simple announcement that he was going to die in just a few days. The disciples didn't grasp it. The followers didn't grasp it. He had just ridden into town as the conquering king, which is how he still wants to ride into town, into your life and into mine, if we let him. But that day, that Monday, that Tuesday, a lot of teaching, a lot of talking, a lot of telling them truth through simple stories that they could understand. And he cleansed the temple, and he told them that he was going to die. Friends, how clean is your temple today? How clean is mine? That's the question I'm asking myself today. And beyond that, what will his death represent in a few days when we observe the memory of it and what it accomplished on our behalf? I'll leave that with you. But please come join me on my social media and then check out everything that we put up. It's a lot of fun. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thanks for being with me on this Monday edition. Talk to you soon.